Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 18. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, 3 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 32. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 12.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says his agency went to work early last year on addressing supply chain disruptions that the ag sector experienced during the pandemic. He identified a wide range of improvements which produced a more diverse food system that serves farmers, ranchers, and consumers. He said the COVID-19 outbreak has been a tragic and heartbreaking for the communities and families, but the disruptions it allowed us is an opportunity to identify and address vulnerable spots in the food system. He said those disruptions to the ag sector highlighted the need for the nation's food system to be more diversified, thereby creating more options for producers and consumers while enhancing the resiliency of the food sector. Vilsack highlighted several USDA steps, including providing $1 billion in American Rescue Plan funds for expanding independent processing capacities in the U.S. Also, $32 million in grants will help 167 meat and poultry processing facilities reach more customers by becoming federally inspected. Coffee drinkers, listen up. Brazil's government says its farmers will harvest 55.74 million bags of coffee this year. That number is 16.8% higher than a year ago, but experts say that's a smaller amount than most people in the world's largest coffee producer were expecting. The smaller-than-expected number, important because Brazil's coffee production is key to balancing global supplies. If the smaller numbers are realized, it could cause a deficit and sustain coffee prices that are currently around 10-year highs. Total production is going to fall far short of the 2020 record. The previous on-year crop was estimated at 63 million bags. Rabobank predicts that Brazil will harvest 63.5 million bags. Hedgepoint Global Markets is guessing 65.8 million. The worst drought in 90 years and several severe frost events hit Brazil's coffee fields hard last year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Kansas continues to climb in the number of coronavirus cases statewide. In the past 4 days, the KDHE reports an increase of 39,326 people testing positive for the coronavirus, and that doesn't include at-home tests. Since last Wednesday, Kansas samples show 155 more tested positive for the Omicron variant, while 74 were the Delta variant. Meanwhile, the KDHE reports 128 new deaths and 151 new hospitalizations. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly ordered flags throughout McPherson County to be flown at half-staff from sunup to sundown today in honor of McPherson emergency medical technician Randall Willems, who died from COVID-19-related medical complications. Kelly said Randall served the McPherson community as a dedicated first responder and a firefighter for many years. He was deeply committed to keeping his community safe and was an honorable public servant, unquote. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A building fire closed a section of U.S. 281 on the north side of Great Bend Wednesday afternoon. The Kansas Department of Transportation, South Central Kansas, said the closure was on 281, which is Main Street, from 10th Street to the 281 bypass. No injuries were reported. A semi blocked a portion of Interstate 70 after it crashed into opposing lanes of traffic on Wednesday afternoon in western Kansas. The crash was reported around 1 o'clock Wednesday on I-70 in Sherman County. The location was about 5 miles east of the Kansas-Colorado state line. According to the KHP, a 2012 Freightliner semi-trailer was traveling east on I-70 when it left the roadway to the right and overcorrected. The semi then crossed both lanes of travel on eastbound I-70, went through the center median and overturned, blocking both lanes of westbound traffic. The driver, C.E. Tubins Velasquez, 26, of New York City, was reported to have suffered possible injuries and was hospitalized. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. U.S. Representative Adrian Smith has filed for re-election in Nebraska's vast 3rd Congressional District. Smith, a Republican, is seeking a 9th term in the district, which is heavily conservative and rural and covers most of Nebraska. Smith serves on the House's Tax-Focused Ways and Means Committee and is the ranking member of a trade subcommittee. Smith lives in Gehring with his wife and 2 children. Ed Littler, a Central Nebraska sportscaster for 25 years, has died after being hospitalized for COVID-19. He was 70. KSMB-TV in Hastings, where Littler had worked for decades, announced that Littler died on Tuesday. Littler was the longtime sports anchor at KHAS-TV, which later became KSNB. He was well known for his passion for covering high school and small college sports in Central Nebraska and University of Nebraska-Lincoln football. Littler worked at 3 stations in Ohio before he arrived at KHAS-TV in 1992. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced that as of February 1st, COVID-19 contact tracing operations will be discontinued. County health departments have already begun to wind down contact tracing, and K-12 schools who were participating in contact tracing as part of the Test to Stay program may temporarily suspend tracing as well. Area schools announced guidelines for students, staff, and parents yesterday. Contact tracing is identifying close contacts to let them know of exposure and advising signs and symptoms to watch out for. Participation has always been voluntary. The decision to end contact outreach and monitoring was made due to the surge in positive COVID cases and the public's willingness to participate, which has diminished since the beginning of the pandemic. Individuals who are positive for COVID-19 will now be responsible for letting their close contacts know about potential exposure. Additionally, if the individual with COVID exposes others in high-risk settings such as schools, correctional facilities, long-term care facilities, daycares and churches, KDHE, or the local health department will notify the setting, which will then be responsible for identifying close contacts and notifying them of exposure. This amid a dramatic rise in cases, with Washington County yesterday rising to a record 148 positive cases, with 22 hospitalized. Health departments are struggling to keep up with testing and posting of current numbers as the pandemic rages on. Common sense measures are urged for residents who should get vaccinated and boosted, wear a mask, get tested, stay home if exposed, stay home if you're sick, practice social distance and good hand hygiene. People should avoid large gatherings and maintain social distancing. Wash your hands often with soap and warm water or use hand sanitizer. Pheasants Forever will host a free, informative, and interactive Conservation Reserve Program workshop Wednesday, January 26th in Seneca. The workshop will outline eligibility, what types of practices are involved, and how landowners can implement CRP. No registration is required. This free workshop begins at 10 a.m. Wednesday, January 26th in the community room at Seneca Free Library. For additional information, contact Mandy Lang with Pheasants Forever at 785-336-2164 or go online to pheasantsforever.org. Rosa Lee Walter, age 75, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Rosa Lee Walter. Dale F. Brown, age 99, of Barnes, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned Monday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Barnes, with burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Christy and Darius Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dale Brown. Ruth Ann Neal, age 77, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Private family services will be held with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ruth Ann Neal. Ralph C. Pliggy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A visitation and funeral service will be planned later this spring with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ralph Pliggy.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will remain fairly chilly throughout the day today before finally warming up as we head into Friday. Conditions will remain fairly clear throughout the region as the jet stream starts to lift further north. Today, we can expect to see highs in the single digits and lower teens throughout Iowa. Nebraska seeing a wide range in temperatures with highs ranging in the lower teens to upper 30s. Kansas also seeing a slight warm-up with highs ranging in the upper teens and lower 30s. Missouri will remain fairly chilly with highs ranging in the lower teens and mid-20s. Temperatures will remain fairly chilly in the overnight hours with lows ranging in the negative teens throughout Iowa. The single digits to lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the single digits to lower teens throughout Kansas, and lows just above and below zero throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 72, the average low 18 and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43. Sunset this evening at 5:34.
January is National Oatmeal Month, and we're not ones to go against the grain. An especially timely oatmeal tip is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 20th. It is the 20th day of the year, and the second man on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, celebrates his 92nd birthday. Yesterday, we shared some tips for curing dry winter skin. For more severe cases, you might try the age-old remedy doctors have recommended for children with diaper rash or chicken pox, an oatmeal bath. You'll need colloidal oatmeal, a fancy word for oatmeal that's been ground to a fine powder, something you can do in a blender or coffee grinder. Test your powder first in a glass of warm water, then add to the tub directly under the running tap. One word of caution, oatmeal can make the tub extra slippery, so be especially careful with small children and to avoid a fall. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about natural remedies at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita State Shockers baseball team will return to Riverfront Stadium on Tuesday, April 26th to host the Oklahoma State Cowboys in a non-conference matchup. The Shockers played the first ever game at Riverfront Stadium on April 10th of last year in front of 7,509 fans, defeating the Houston Cougars 10-1. WinSurge and Wichita State baseball season ticket holders will have an opportunity to buy tickets before the general public. Tickets will be available to the general public starting this Saturday, January 22nd at 10 a.m. Despite eight blocks from Tyana Jackson and a furious fourth quarter rally, the Kansas Jayhawks fell to in-state foe Kansas State in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 69-61 Wednesday night at Bramlage Coliseum. The Lady Jayhawks fell to 11-4 and 2-3 in the Big 12. Kansas State improved to 14-4 overall and 4-2 in league play. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Garden City Community College's freshman Tony Hunter has been named the National Junior College Athletic Association Division I Player of the Week for the week ending January 16th. In two games last week, Hunter led the Bronkbusters to wins at home over 18th-ranked Butler Community College and then 5th-ranked Hutchinson. On Wednesday, Hunter played for 35 minutes with 26 points and 5 assists in the win over Butler. On Saturday in the sports arena, Hunter led all scorers with 37 points and 9 assists. Saturday's 37-point output was the fourth time he scored over 30 points this season. Hunter is the first Jayhawk Conference player this season to be named National Player of the Week. Two of the highest-powered offenses remaining in the playoffs will meet Sunday night when the Bills visit the Chiefs in the divisional round. Both teams are coming off scoring 40-plus points in their wild-card games. The Chiefs are 2.5 favorites over the Bills in a rematch of last year's AFC Championship. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League basketball tournament continues at Frankfort. Back of the bracket play on Wednesday in girls' action. Washington County outlasted Wetmore 57-34. Blue Valley trimmed Onega 46-37. In boys' play Wednesday, Donovan West edges Valley Heights 56-54, and Onega topped Washington County 45-42. Thursday, boys take center court. At 4:30, it's Lynn versus Donovan West. At 6 on the back of the bracket, Blue Valley squares off with Axtell. And at 7:30, Clifton Clyde meets Wetmore. In the winner's bracket semifinals, live on KNDY-FM 95.5 tonight. At 6, the Hanover boys face Troy. And at 7:30, the Frankfurt boys entertain Centralia. Basketball action live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. We'll be back Friday with the girls' semifinals. Pool play continues in the Thunder Classic at Nemahal Central with Atchison versus St. Mary's Academy this evening at 6. Nemahal Central hosts Hiawatha at 7:30. Pairings released for the Marysville High School Lady Bulldogs. You travel to McPherson for tournament action next week. Marysville will face Shawnee Mission South next Thursday at 4:45, continuing play Friday and Saturday. In other first-round action, Olathe South meets Manhattan. Shawnee Mission Northwest faces Wichita Northwest, and McPherson will host Clearwater. Brackets posted on our KNDYRadio.com website. Marysville girls tip off this Friday at Nemahal Central. Varsity at 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. MHS boys, with a pair of losses in the Thunder Classic at Seneca, face Jackson Heights Saturday afternoon at 3:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. It was announced the Marysville High School wrestlers will travel to Hoisington Friday, January 28th for the Cardinal Classic, as the Jayhusker tournament was canceled last weekend. MHS in the Beloit Invitational this weekend.
Sun Valley League basketball tournament is underway at Frankfurt High School. 26 of the state's best teams in one location for the midseason spectacle. Along with the great play-by-play you'll get here on KNDY, head over to KNDYRadio.com and check out the TVL Spotlight. For scores, stats, and interviews from all around the league, the TVL Spotlight, only on KNDYRadio.com.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Selecting the best potting mix when transplanting houseplants, growing herbs indoors, or planting outdoor container gardens can be overwhelming. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by reading the label. Most potting mixes are soilless and consist of peat moss, sphagnum moss, and compost for moisture retention, and vermiculite, perlite, or rice hulls for drainage. They're lightweight and blended to hold moisture while draining well. Organic potting mixes include organic and OMRI certified on the label. Those with a starter charge of fertilizer provide nutrients for the first few waterings. Controlled, time, or slow-release fertilizers may be added to provide additional nutrients over a longer period of time. Then lift the bag. Potting mixes should be light, fluffy, and moist. Avoid heavy waterlogged bags where the mix can break down and become compacted. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at BlueValley.net. That's KNDY at BlueValley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
It was Ray's first time in the Oval Office, and he did not want to mess up his presentation. He thought all was going well until the president made a move that seemed to indicate the meeting was coming to a swift end. The story of that eventful meeting is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In February of 2017, Ray Starling was appointed by President Trump to serve as the special assistant to the President of the United States for agriculture, ag trade, and food assistance on his National Economic Council. That position is the chief ag policy liaison in the executive branch. He remembers his first meeting in the Oval Office with the president.
The first meeting was about laying out for the president what does he need to know about the ag community.
Not too far into that first meeting, something a bit startling took place.
About halfway through my chat with the president, he pushes the red button, and I thought I could possibly fall through a trap door in the floor. You know, I mean, I knew that wasn't quite right, but still, I was like, what did he just do? Did he essentially signal to somebody, get these guys out of here?
Of course, the red button was a signal for something else.
And no, an aide came in with a glass with a presidential seal and an open Diet Coke, and he poured it over the ice and gave the president a Diet Coke. When I got home that night, the main thing I told my wife was, we need one of those buttons, you know, that's pretty cool.
Ray's position, like many at the White House, is quite demanding, not only in knowledge and expertise, but in the sheer hours one spends at the job. That said, the opportunity was one not lost on him.
Awesome experience, wouldn't take anything for it. Washington, D.C. is an incredibly difficult place to live, very expensive, but pretty cool to drive in through iron gates at the White House and park and walk in and get a chance to go talk to the president from time to time.
Later, during the president's term, Ray went to work as chief of staff for the Secretary of Agriculture. Today, he is back in his home state of North Carolina with the State Chamber of Commerce. You can hear our full interview with interesting stories and reflections on where agriculture is headed by listening to our Farming the Countryside show. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and look for show 178. Traveling the Countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
Converting land into a pasture takes a lot of planning. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Detailing the lay of the land and how it will be used are among the important considerations as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Pastures are often a primary source of feed for livestock and horses. Creating a new pasture from scratch takes careful planning and hard work. Krishona Martinson is an equine extension specialist at the University of Minnesota. She says the first thing to do when looking for pasture land is to assess the topography and geography of the area.
Specifically, look for areas of concern, wetlands, maybe really steep hills, maybe low corners where water would tend to stand. Try to take an overall visual look of your pasture. If it's nice and flat, you're really fortunate. If it's rolling or wet or has plenty areas of soil, you might want to think of ways to fence those areas out or think of ways to best utilize them.
Martinson recommends rotational grazing and leaving alleyways to get to each paddock. The amount of pasture needed depends on the forage species, soil type, and number of animals. Be sure the soil fertility supports the growth of high-quality forages.
If you have a really rocky knoll in your pasture, not a lot of forage grasses are going to grow there. That's likely going to be a site for weeds. If you have a really low and wet soil, you're going to have to go with grasses and maybe even legumes that prefer or that can actually tolerate wetness. If you have a nice, flat, medium-textured soil that's not too wet but actually retains some moisture, then you have a lot of options.
Once you have your site selected, have the soil fertility and pH levels tested to ensure the best conditions for seeding. Fertile, slightly acidic soil is ideal for grass production. Find more tips for planning a pasture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Faith you see. Yes, I. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The ups and downs of being on a special diet. That's up next on Farm to Fork. I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gemplers know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gemplers specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gemplers.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The past couple of shows, I've told you about my daughter Katie and the fact that she has some health issues that require her to follow a strict diet. She's only in her mid-20s, so while a lot of her friends and colleagues in New York City are eating anything and everything they want, Katie has to follow another agenda.
People are very well-meaning, but when you introduce this like new concept, and this isn't a diet like paleo or veganism, but it's something that tends to surprise people unless they've had personal experience with it. And so they have all these questions and they're like, can you eat this? Can you eat that? And it gets on my nerves a lot, especially when they like offer helpful suggestions that are actually really patronizing.
On the bright side, says Katie, grocery shopping is simplified.
I eat the same foods all the time and I very rarely deviate. So for me, going to the grocery store is a very quick, rote kind of thing. Like, I don't have to think about what I'm getting. I don't have to think about what I need. It's only a question of what specific things I'm low on. And there are certain foods that I have to eat fresh that I buy every week. I like things to be really efficient and there's no hesitation. I just go to the sections that I need to get food from and I get out of there as soon as I can.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Along with the brand-new 2021 Buick Enclave Premier and Buick Enclave Essence, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 Chevy Traverse, one owner, just 31,000 miles, a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier, and 2015 Chevy Traverse. It's an all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Pest and disease prevention in your corn crop begins at the start of the growing season. And Lynn Justison is the technical service leader at UPL. And in order to get the most out of this year's crops, she says it's important to look back at last year to figure out what issues affected the final yields. Justison describes the 2021 year in a single word.
it's another year and another lesson in unpredictability. And when you start thinking about those things and those sort of unpredictabilities, I always go back to what can I do to start that crop's life off as best I can? And I think of products like Tapera Plus. One of the key components of Tapera Plus HD, and this being its first full year, is we did change the ratio. We have the same rate of fluoxystrobin as a fungicide, but we added 40% to the bifenthrin. And in doing that, when we're in formulation, we're also able to take 40% out of the use rate. These two things make it an even better product to handle. And rest assured that we changed nothing in its compatibility and stability within liquid fertilizer. It's still best in class.
He says an in-furrow fungicide and insecticide like Tempra Plus HD is a great way to protect more plants per acre and shield those crops from pests and disease. UPL upgraded at Tempra Plus HD with a high rate of bifenthrin due to more pockets of rootworm pressures in farm fields.
The beauty of the Tapera Plus is we saw areas that had higher levels that we could help them in their current system and make it more well-rounded and protect that crop even longer for them. I think the other thing is that there's nothing else out there that has something like the fluoxystrobin that's in Tapera Plus, so that if we do get some sort of an injury in that plant, that it also has the best disease protection available in soil as well in order to protect that plant from not only pests like corn rootworm, but from soil-borne diseases.
Again, was Lynn Justison of UPL Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Supreme Court expected to announce whether it will hear oral arguments in the pork industry's challenge to California's new Prop 12 requirements for sow housing, which took effect on the first of the year. The rules apply to all pork sold in the state, regardless of where the hogs were raised. Producer groups have asked the state to delay the effective date of the regulation for 2 years. The court also could announce whether it will hear a dispute between Idaho landowners and the EPA over an area of their property that the agency deemed to be wetlands. The votes of 4 justices are needed to advance a case to a full briefing and arguments before the court. Also this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York will force a Senate showdown over the filibuster, an elections bill that has no support from the GOP. A change to the filibuster rules that will be needed to pass legislation has no chance of being approved because of opposition from Senators Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, both Democrats. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki insisted on Friday that the president had not given up on passing the legislation despite the refusal of Sinema and Manchin to break the filibuster. Biden will hold a formal press conference coming up tomorrow afternoon. After the election legislation is dealt with, Democrats will then try to turn to move portions of the stalled Build Back Better bill dealing with climate, including $80 billion in ag provisions. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow said the separate climate package would likely include a series of biofuel tax incentives that are in the Build Back Better bill. And the National Biodiesel Board annual conference is going on now through Thursday in Las Vegas. Look for a change of name to come out of that meeting. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at AgView.net.
Converting land into a pasture takes a lot of planning. The lay of the land and how it will be used are important considerations on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's about time. Applied at Planting, new Xyway 3D fungicide from FMC delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind in-furrow Xyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to normal. But for today's top farmers, there's only moving ahead. And just like you, we've never stopped working. When Commodity Classic returns to New Orleans, you can look forward to the same premier agricultural and educational experience you've come to expect. From the only event designed by farmers, for farmers. Because we understand the only way to get back to normal is by pushing ahead. Join us when we return March 10th through 12th. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Pastures are often a primary source of feed for livestock and horses. Creating a new pasture from scratch takes careful planning and hard work. Krishona Martinson is an equine extension specialist at the University of Minnesota. She says the first thing to do when looking for pasture land is to assess the topography and geography of the area.
Specifically look for areas of concern, wetlands, maybe really steep hills, maybe low corners where water would tend to stand. Try to take an overall visual look of your pasture. If it's nice and flat, you're really fortunate. If it's rolling or wet or has plenty areas of soil, you might want to think of ways to fence those areas out or think of ways to best utilize them.
The amount of pasture needed depends on the forage species, soil type, and number of animals. Be sure the soil fertility supports the growth of high-quality forages.
If you have a really rocky knoll in your pasture, not a lot of forage grasses are going to grow there. That's likely going to be a site for weeds. If you have a really low and wet soil, you're going to have to go with grasses and maybe even legumes that prefer or that can actually tolerate wetness. If you have a nice, flat, medium-textured soil that's not too wet but actually retains some moisture, then you have a lot of options.
Once you have your site selected, have the soil fertility and pH levels tested to ensure the best conditions for seeding. Fertile, slightly acidic soil is ideal for grass production. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on pasture planning at agriculture.com.
Clean up and clear out around the shopping yard with the Doorbusters at Hometown Bumper and Hardware. The Milwaukee 18-volt cordless wet dry vac is only $112.99. And the Milwaukee M18 fuel cordless leaf roller is $139.99. Chop off overhanging branches or dead limbs with the 18-volt M18 fuel cordless pole saw kit, sale priced at $424.99. Spruce up, maintain, and improve your property with these and other Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. Thank you for shopping local.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today for the pre-Friday celebration. Still kind of mixed across the board right now. Corn saw some green for a while, peaked up there for a bit, has dipped back down into the red. Wheat as well, they started off mostly lower, saw a little bit of green, and now they're back in the red as well. The soybeans still rocking it, doing some big gains today. March corn is down 2 1/4, currently at 6.08 1/4. Kansas City wheat down by 3 1/4, sitting at 7.96 3/4. In the soybean market, still some big gains here with March beans up by 29.5 cents right now at 14.20 3/4. The meal for March is up by $3.80 at 4.02.10, and the bean oil still seeing some good gains here for the March, up by $1.74 at 62.5. half. Over in the cotton market, a little bit of red here. They've been kind of lingering down there right now. March cotton down a buck and a half at 122.45. We have the canola still in the green, $21 even at 10.21 and 70 cents. And the oats, after a good 2-day streak, they're seeing a little bit of red down right now, 8.5 cents at 6.47. for the March oats. Livestock market, they started off mostly higher, but kind of mixed on the board. We've seen cattle market kind of drop down. Lean hogs are still hanging up positive right now. February live cattle is down 27 cents at 138.27. The January feeder cattle are down by 7 cents at 161.32, with the March in the red 52 cents at 165.10. And the lean hogs are mostly higher right now, with the lean hogs for February up a buck 17 at 83.47, with the April and the green by $2.17 at 93.52. So we'll see if they can't maintain those as we get closer to the wrap up of the day here in just a little bit. And the U.S. dollar index today, they were down yesterday, back up today a little bit. March index is in the green by 12 cents at 95.62. We have the 30-year bonds down by about 3/4 right now at 154, and 10-year notes, not a whole lot of movement today, kind of unchanged, sitting at 127. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front. At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be. So we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
full-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.